This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for our weekly sports roundup with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. First to the Tigers. And John, could we maybe just keep the Tigers at Wrigley Field and let them play the Cubs for the rest of the season?
It still wouldn't help. Not enough.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That 15-8 was pretty sweet, I got to say. And we have to give a nod to pitcher Daniel Norris with his first career plate appearance, and he hits a home run.
That is one to put in your back pocket, no doubt. And look, the season is not done in the usual sense. There are fun guys to watch. Cabrera's back. Verlander's pitching pretty well for the most part. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the team was the last few years, but they are almost certainly out of any real race. So you never know.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good right now. But they're still, they're not dead. How's that?
Okay.
How's that for your analysis? They're not dead
they're
yet.
They're not dead.
Monty Python.
Not dead, Fred. Dave Dombrowski, it sure did not take long for someone to scoop him up and move him right to Boston after he was kicked to the curb by the Elliges. What are your thoughts?
A bit alarming. How about that? Because Ben Cherington was their GM. And he'd been around for 10 years under Theo Epstein. They won three World Series. They won one in 2013 when they beat the Tigers. They got rid of him early to get Dombrowski because there are at least three teams bidding on his services, which tells you that maybe the Tigers screwed up.
Oh, boy. And even in the 2 weeks since it's all happened, I don't know, do you have any thoughts on the fact, nothing has been said, radio silence from the Elliges, which is their prerogative, but
sure. Just,
I guess, the way the whole thing was handled and executed?
Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and our earlier impressions, that suspicions that something here is weird, seem to be borne out. And in the Elliges' official press release, they said that he had some success. Well, he had five division titles and two pennants, which means you're in the World Series. That is not some success. That's a lot of success for a team that had been all but dead before Dombrowski got there. So clearly something was wrong in the waters there between Dombrowski and the Elliches and probably the whole organization. So it ended poorly, and now Dombrowski seems to be the winner.
And the Firebrand Ausmus drumbeats seem to be getting louder.
Almost deafening.
Yeah.
And he's got to be hearing it, I'm sure. It can't be a good place. I was talking to some college football coaching friends of mine last night who are now in the booth, and he said, next to losing your family, the worst feeling is losing your team. And it's worse than losing your job because it's somewhere between your job and your family.
Wow.
And once you've lost your team, it is a horrible feeling. I don't know if Ausmus has lost his team yet. I've been hearing this. They are playing pretty well now. But if that's the case, it is a miserable feeling, and he's in for another month and a half of it.
We did see, did you see this the other day? Miguel Cabrera walked up to a fan who was holding a Fire Ausmus sign and offered to buy it with a baseball to get him to put it away. Classy. Classy. Here's a baseball. Let me have the sign.
That was very cool, and that got a lot of national attention, which tells you that he's not Les Cabrera. And if there's one guy you want in your corner, I would say it's Miguel Cabrera, the Triple Crown winner. So, well done.
Over to college football with the National Labor Relations Board this week declining to assert its jurisdiction in that case of the Northwestern football players. They want to form the first union for athletes. And I thought, got the sense most observers expected the NLRB to either back or to reverse the decision of the regional NLRB that football players are employees. So what happened here?
A little weird. It's also a unanimous vote. So it's not along party lines at all. So both Republicans and Democrats on that board said, we have no business adjudicating on this one, which is pretty rare because the regional one was kind of gung-ho about this. So what it does tell us is that for now, athletes at colleges are not considered employees, which I must say, even though they've got a lot of things they should rightly complain about, if you open that Pandora's box, no one knows how it ends. I do know once you're an employee, you can be fired. Once you're an employee, you can be transferred or traded or whatever else. And also, you're paying taxes on anything you get from the school, including your scholarship. How many of these kids can afford the tax at Northwestern, $60,000 a year times 5 years, $300,000 before you get to the weight room and everything else and the meals? All right. Who wants to pay $300,000 the tax on that? These guys can't. So I think for now it's the right ruling. I do hope that the NCAA, who's been listening now to the players for the last year under threat of this lawsuit, continues to listen to them now when they're not under threat. They should have free meals for all the players, not just the scholarship players. They should have guaranteed scholarships until you graduate. They should have health concerns taken care of. If you bang up your knee when you're 20, you need a fake one when you're 40, the school should pay for that. That's pretty obvious to me. And I hope the NCAA now, with the cat no longer watching, does the right thing.
Final minute, we've got Brady Hoke resurfacing with his new satellite radio gig and speaking out for the first time since his firing. And one of his observations is it takes 5 to 6 years to build a college football program, which, of course, he did not get. What are your thoughts as you hear Brady talk?
His team is going the wrong direction, first of all. 11 wins, 8 wins, 7 wins, 5 wins. It's very hard to make a case for year 5 out of that. Second of all, this is where, look, I like Brady Hoke. I've got a great deal of respect for him. His players love that guy. He's a man of sound moral character. The book coming out will prove this. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of great things behind the scenes. However, you just took a job in 2011 after a man had been there for 3 years and his record was getting better. Rich Rodriguez, 3 wins, 5 wins, 7 wins. He gets whacked after three seasons. You take that job. What did you think was going to happen? I mean, you took the money and this was the deal. So I'm not sympathetic to that view.
And, of course, the book being?
End Zone, the rise, fall, and return of Michigan football, not predicting wins, only that the culture self-corrected with the students, the lettermen, the regents, the faculty. It's really quite an amazing story as I discovered it, and hopefully I did it justice in my writing.
And that book will be coming out September 1st, and we'll have a good long conversation about it on that date. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.